Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you go up to Infowars.com, you can link over to BoydGraves.com, and he's one of the main people out there that's been exposing the fact that AIDS, HIV, the supposed virus, is an engineered bioweapon. Sir, from my research, it's clear that they're also just using AIDS as kind of an umbrella for other bioweapons that they've been testing around the world. Do you concur with that statement?
Well, you know, Alex, of course, it appears that for the last 100 years, we have had an enhanced science ability to engage ourselves in recombinant scientists. This is a matter of recombinant genetics, where according to the United States Recombinant Identification Program, they go through and can show you which viruses have been recombined, i.e. which ones are man-made and which ones are not. According to Dr. Robert Strecker, he broke this story back in the 80s, that HIV was a bioweapon. They're now, and I see why, they're saying that apparently all virology is man-made. So what did they know and when did they know it? You know, we're getting ready to even go back and look at the bubonic plague area as to how this racial deletion in the gene sequences between black and white had something to do with the bubonic plague, where Europeans became negative on that gene site. And now it is the gene site that has, on the positive side, what 80-some% of the world's population has that positive side of the gene. As to how HIV, there is the docking site. This is totally sinister in each and every way. It totally is.
All right. Well, listen, we'll have to get you back up for a part two in the future as people have time to go read your research material and digest it. Just in closing, do you agree, though, that by exposing the fact that these things exist, that they've been developed, and that the government then also writes documents about how they want to use them and reduce population, I mean, it's to me, it's hidden in plain view. It's right there. That by exposing this may keep them from launching more attacks.
Well, I believe that's certainly to be true, but I believe it's even more maybe important to get to the root cause of the problem, and then that may be the events back in 1776, May 1, the Rothschild group got together, and then on July 4, 1776, they formed a corporation. If I don't have a right to life, I need a space, an area where I might be able to seek to exhibit that right. It appears that I do not have a constitutional right to life, and I'm going to try to keep fighting and hope others will join the cause for truth and reconciliation when it comes to the eighth weapon.
Okay, Dr. Boyd Graves, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you very much, Alex.
You bet. The website's BoydGraves.com, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I sometimes go on the radio and I sound just like Boyd Graves, you know, so much info, throwing it out, complex issues, every statement he was making. But just looking at his written research on the website, I ran into all of it, or most of it, in my own research from their own words. It's not like we're saying globalists want to kill us, or we're saying they've developed race-specific bioweapons, or we're saying they developed AIDS. Because we think so, and we found that idea under a toadstool. They say it. They write it. They do it. They're into it. They're pushing it. And then they come out with this whole new generation of superviruses that are so engineered that, oh, it cures you from using drugs. It goes in and eats part of your brain. And that's what it says it does. Or, oh, we're going to give the girls live cancer virus so they can't get this other cancer, but you'll still get the cancer, and oh, by the way, it kills you part of the time. And I mean, we're all being experimented on by a bunch of lunatics, and certainly they have no qualms about doing it to non-Caucasians. I mean, it's certainly clear that that's the main target, but they're also doing it to whites. And experimenting and Jews are doing it to Jews in Israel. I mean, it is just, it's a power trip by a bunch of sick freaks. I mean, how else do you say it? They have been obsessed with this all along as the ultimate weapon of warfare and control. And they're testing on us all right now. They're doing all sorts of things to us right now. And because it's so complex, you can't go down to the local cop detective and have them go bust them. We'll be right back with a lot of key news on the economy. Ron Paul, the 5th of November. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Narnex Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Narnex Man, and your toenails need Narnex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Narnex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Narnex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Narnex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy, and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement, will show tonight at the Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. Then it'll show again Wednesday night and Thursday night. I'll be at all three showings. We'll be selling Endgame and all my other books and films and materials we carry. Hope to see you there. And with your ticket stub from tonight, Wednesday night or Thursday night, when you come see the movie, you get half off on Endgame. Endgame for only $9.95. And you're not going to find it anywhere ever lower than that, ladies and gentlemen. Get the high-quality DVD. And I'll even sign it if you wish to have my signature on it. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com. You can link through right to the subpage, the Alamo Drafthouse, to buy them online right now. Or you can buy them at the door this evening or anytime tomorrow, the next day, or, of course, on Thursday. And three more showings, and that is it. If you want to see Endgame right now, you don't live in Texas or Austin, as most people don't, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv anywhere in the world and get a $5.95 monthly trial membership and see not just Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, but the extras from the film. You can see my book, Paul Watson's book, in text, print it off, put it on disc, do whatever you want. My last film, the second edition, special edition of Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, The Order of Death from before that, Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, The Police State Trilogy, all in super crisp, high quality. And go look at the trailers for Endgame to get an idea. Go watch the trailers at whatistheendgame.com to get an idea of what you'll see and the type of quality that you're going to be watching the films in. And it's a armory. It is a armory where you get the weapons in the info war to download the disc, to burn the disc, and get out to people at prisonplanet.tv, or get the high-quality DVD and the nice, fancy cover case, and makes great gifts as well. The gift to waken somebody up this holiday season, this Christmas, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, Endgame is now out. I hope everybody gets it. I want to tell you about a couple sponsors, and then we're going to get into the news on World's Biggest Bank in Crisis, Ron Paul, 5th of November. Some news on Mr. O'Reilly attacking the truth movement yet again. Some war news as well, and some big 9/11 truth news. We have the Ron Paul campaign popping in about 20 minutes to talk about the 5th of November and where Ron Paul's going from here. Just a quick interview there. Freedom Law School, 2007 Texas Justice and Peace Freedom Conference. Get your tickets now. It's on the 16th, 17th, and 18th in Dallas at the Crown Plaza North Dallas Hotel at 14315 Midway Road, Addison, Texas. And it is going to be 3 days of William Rodriguez, Tommy Crier, Larry Beecraft, April Gallup, Davon Kleist, Jason Burmes, Ted Gunderson, Mark Anderson, G. Edward Griffin, Paymon, and many, many others, Sherry Jackson, Robert Lawrence, Joe Bannister. They're going to cover 9/11, tax issues, justice issues. Just go to the website. It's too much to ever go over it all. It's really amazing stuff. Livefreenow.org, livefreenow.org, or 760-868-4271, 760-868-4271, Freedom Law School 2007, Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. And then we have another wonderful sponsor to tell you about, and that is OutIn90.com, OutIn90.com. OutIn90.com, there's a banner up on PrisonPlanet.com. This is a book, debtor's secret weapon, and three jam-packed audio CDs. I was looking at one CD, and it had like 60-something hours on it. It's just ridiculous. And it's just the basic stuff that really works. Get harassing creditors to stop badgering you with several proven techniques. How to negotiate your own debt without the use of creditors. Understand how creditors will try to seize your assets and how to keep them from doing it. Understand the mindset of collectors so you can know how to play their game. Keep your assets but lose your debts. Learn how to get good credit regardless of your past credit history. Stop foreclosures and repossessions dead in their tracks. Really important information in here. 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. I got the book and the audio CDs. It's excellent info. 877-327-0365 or out90.com. Now let me go ahead and get into the news here that we haven't gotten into yet. I told the story, started getting into this at the beginning of the last hour, and I was listening to NPR Friday night, and they were saying, oh, no one knows why everybody's pulling out of bank stocks. That's just dumb general public who are uninformed. Now, it was big money getting out of it. So I went and did some research that evening, and sure enough, I could tell by the snake-like tongue of these people it was a fraud. And sure enough, what had gone on was all over the British, German, Dutch, Japanese, you name it, television and print news, financial news. World's biggest bank in crisis meeting. This is Friday evening. Fears of more turmoil hitting global stock markets grew last night after it emerged that Citigroup, the world's biggest bank, they didn't want to tell Americans this, had called an emergency board meeting for this weekend amid fears of escalating bad debts. Citigroup is seen as the bellwether for health of the financial system, but has been rocked in recent days over concerns that its exposure to America's subprime mortgage is a lot bigger than that. It's the inflation, folks. The economy's contracting. Is bigger than previously thought. News of the broad meeting came after U.S. stocks closed, so investors could not immediately react. Meanwhile, gold is at $810.50, an all-time insane high right now. An all-time bonkers high racing upward. $810.50 right now, bumping between 808 and 811, I guess now, was the high. It's actually gone down 50 cents. And it's set to close in an hour and 45 minutes. Mm-mm-mm. See what it does in foreign trading after that at midnight over in Asia. The emergency at Citigroup follows the run on the British bank Northern Rock, which fell victim to global credit crunch in September, when the big central banks artificially restricted the issuance of credit and refused to buy corporate paper. That's your loans. Just over a week ago, the Bank of England warned that the crunch was far from over. Everything they can to accentuate, you notice, putting out, like, see, they put out news to investors and institutional investors, big money, that everything is curtains in absolute emergency. Then they tell the general public everything's wonderful and hunky-dory to keep you in there. Just over a week ago, the Bank of England warned that the crunch was far from over. Citigroup, which globally has more than a billion customers, has operated in the U.K. since 1902 and employs more than 12,000 people here. As well as banking in the U.K., it also provides a range of commercial investment services to corporate financial investors and public sector clients. And it goes on to say that the head of Citigroup's leaving and other guys coming in. Man, that is just incredible news. And there's all this other really bad financial news that is coming out all over the world. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but if you're talking to friends and family, it's easy to explain to them. The Federal Reserve says that we have below 2% inflation. Has milk gone up more than 2% in the last year? Have car prices gone up more than 2%? A car that was $30,000 this year, they're already announcing, will be $45,000 to $50,000 next year. Same car. Oil has gone from 4 years ago at $40 a barrel, and that was supposedly high, to $96, $98, and they call it dropping back down to $94. It's just resting before it goes back up. Is oil going from 40 to 96 inflation? Just a question. Does it cost more? I don't know the answer to that. I'm being sarcastic. Now, a lot of fools are saying, well, so what? If there's inflation, we won't feel it here. That's not true. You'll feel it here last. It's many times worse in Europe if you're there with dollars right now. But it is coming home, and as the people figure this out, there's going to be an even bigger rush to the door dumping dollars. I mean, it's now cause celeb to dump dollars. And remember, the vice president dumped all his a year and a half ago. They've got all these movie stars and people in Europe saying, pay me in anything but dollars. Israel's demanding their $3 billion in goodies from us in euros. Well, that's a nice little vote of confidence, Israel. Thank you. All of that is happening. Supermodel Bundichin joins hedge funds dumping dollars. Gisele Bundchen wants to remain the world's richest model and is insisting that she be paid in almost any currency but the U.S. dollar. See? Like billionaire investors Warren Buffett and Bill Goss, the Brazilian supermodel who Forbes magazine says earns more than anyone in her industry is at the top of a growing list of rich people who have concluded that the currency can only depreciate because American is led by George W. Bush, are living beyond their means. There's also this statement that we're living beyond our means. No, we were the wealthiest country in the world, 4% of the world's population, with half the wealth 50 years ago, because we were the only country that had sound money and just weights and measures and hadn't had the central bankers fully take us over. Now they have. And yes, the bankers then got us extended out on all this debt to fully bankrupt us when they pull the rug out. But, I mean, there is a global push to sink us right now, and you're not going to hear it on your news. This is, of course, from foreign news. They're not going to let you know. They're going to tell you everything's fine. And I talk to full-grown adults, and I explain to them about the dollar, and they go, well, I'd get out of my stocks if I thought it was going to drop by 50%. And I'm like, it's dropped by 60-something percent. They just cannot. It is wanton blindness. I'm just telling you, my listeners, you better get positioned quickly. Bottom line, All right, a bunch of other news in the next segment, then Jesse Benton from the RonPaul2008.com campaign.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
and gentlemen, over $2,100,000 has been raised today for Congressman Ron Paul. Big story up on Infowars.net. Ron Paul on course to raise millions in one day. November 5th, money bomb explodes into action. This is huge news. Make your donation today. If you ever make one to a political campaign with your PayPal, I don't care if it's $10, $100, or your maximum of $2,300. Get in there, ladies and gentlemen, and be part of history. We want to get out there on the field and give them a fight that they will never forget. So exciting what's happening right now. And former NFL star, latest to question, 9/11 official story, ex-Dallas Cowboys lineman Stefanoski tells Indiana newspaper of doubts. Incredible information he brought forward, paragraph after paragraph about it being an inside job. I can't wait to try to get him on the show. We're certainly working on that right now. CNN says price of Iraq war 10 times pre-war predictions. When President Bush's emergency supplemental funding request is granted by Congress in the coming weeks, the cost of the Iraq war will reach 10 times its original predicted cost of $60 billion, CNN reports. Ladies and gentlemen, they've already spent $1.2 trillion over there in the last 4.5 years. And that doesn't count any of the pensions or any of the health care or any of it, or the ongoing, quote, diplomatic operation, the extermination op that's going on, the eugenics op, that's what it is, going on over there. Remember, the troops will be home by Christmas in 6 months, and the Pentagon document said 100 years at least. Never leaving. They said 100-year war, 50 years permanent bases, and they would lie to the public while having their official battle plan of 50 years. They know what they're doing. And now the public knows they've been lied to, and they want Ron Paul. They don't want that degenerate piece of trash, Hillary Clinton. I mean, how you Democrats could still be for her? All of it. I mean, now that Fox News is behind her and you claim you hate them so much, it's just totally disgusting. All the Democrats, they make me sick, other than like a Gravel or somebody. And he isn't for gun bans. I mean, Kucinich, people can all worship Kucinich all day, and I like him on a lot of issues, but comes out for handgun bans. I mean, come on, Kucinich. You know we have a tyrannical government. The last thing we need is things like that. And again, I just go back to Citigroup in big trouble, Merrill Lynch in big trouble, and this is all just the beginning. People say martial law couldn't happen here. Look at Pakistan. Musharraf warned, hold elections and quit as army chief. An envoy to spell out ultimatum in talks today in Pakistan. The U.S. and Britain are today expected to demand that Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf honor pledges to hold elections in the next 2 months and step down. They're the ones that helped him have a coup in 99 and go to power. And then now the people, after 7+ years, know it's a fraud and it isn't working anymore. And so they're saying have a puppet election. And Musharraf's saying, I'm not even going to have that. Isn't that just special? And now our governments are claiming that he's snubbing them, and, oh, we're not with him. They're absolutely behind him. Musharraf snubbed Brown and Rice on emergency rule. That's Gordon Brown and Condoleezza Rice. Communications broke off after pledge to hold election. President Pervez Musharraf gave firm commitment to Gordon Brown and Condoleezza Rice that he would hold elections on schedule by January, just before imposing a state of emergency. It emerged yesterday, but hours later, his government suggested he might renege on that pledge. And then there's not much discussion about how they've arrested tens of thousands of people, political activists, you name it. We're going to hear from the Ron Paul campaign about this historic 5th of November. I salute you all for your giving, and just it's great to be with you here on the same team, all of us comrades in arms, every man, woman, and child of us. We'll be right back. This is GCN, GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked, and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I got a lot of other really powerful, important news we haven't gotten to yet. I'm only going to keep Jesse Benton, the spokesman for the Ron Paul campaign, the head of his media operations, for about 10 minutes. He's very busy. $2.5 million has been raised in the last 14 hours at RonPaul2008.com. They have raised as much money as they raised previously in the quarter in 14 hours, and the peak giving time kicks in at about 2 o'clock Eastern and runs until about 10 o'clock at night. So we're talking about 8 hours. Until the end of the day, we've got 10 hours. But we're talking about 8 hours of prime giving. Go to InfoWars.net. Get the article that succinctly explains the money bomb. Okay? I'm giving again today. I'm sure the neocons will attack. I'm going to get my whole family to give. They're giving again today. I've got to check, though, and see how much I've given. I may have already given my limit. I think that's... the point is that everybody needs to get in there and give. And I'm not going to be disparaged from giving because the media tries to make a big deal out of it. We're all Americans. We have a First Amendment right to give as we see fit. This is total First Amendment. And look, we're doing it. $2.5 million. We could hit $5 million. In fact, 14 hours have gone by. We have 10 hours left. This is the peak giving time. Ladies and gentlemen, email, post on MySpace. Tell everybody right now, and I think the article that Steve's done, Ron Paul on course to raise millions in one day, that's the best article to get that. We're going to add a sub-headline there saying $2.5 million raised in 14 hours. Keep pushing. This is so exciting. Jesse Benton, I mean, this is amazing.
absolutely is amazing, Alex. And, you know, you and I have said together on your airwaves before that this campaign is going to be won on the backs of the grassroots supporters across the country, everyday Americans coming together in support of freedom. And this is just one more example of the amazing things that people are doing across the country to support Dr. Paul, support the Constitution, and support freedom.
How are they going to claim that six guys picking their nose and eating Hot Pockets in a basement gave $2.5 million?
Oh, well, there's just no way to refute it. I mean, there's just no way to refute that this grassroots support is real. I mean, people out there are putting their money where their mouth is, whether it's $10, $25, $50 at a time. You know, people across the country are coming together to donate and drive this money to the campaign, and there's absolutely no way that that people can make those charges now.
Break down the latest info on the graph. Give us, as you did off air, give us what you previously raised in the quarter versus the last 14 hours.
Well, as of midnight last night, we had raised $2.77 million in quarter four, which is pretty substantial. But now we've just seen it just rocket off. And as of right now, I'm looking at the ever-increasing, ever-growing numbers, and the ticker right now is at $5.135 million and growing every minute. We're raising, I was just on another radio station on XM Radio's POTUS 08, and they gave an update of the money at the beginning, and at the end they gave an update, and the host said, "Wow, in that 6-minute interview, you guys raised $21,000." And yep, that's what's happening today. People are coming together across this country to give money and support the message of freedom.
Well, it's also that Ron Paul, when nobody was talking about it, explained the inflation tax, the plunging dollar. Now that's finally a major issue with Joe Sixpack and Sally Soccer Mom. We know they're about to launch the Iran war. We know that none of the other Republicans are worth a hill of beans compared to the congressmen. They're pro-war, pro-open border. A bunch of them are pro-abortion. We know that Hillary is going to win if we don't get Ron Paul. And so now he came in number three with the evangelicals and rising. We know now that with Alexa numbers and StatBrain numbers, that he is number 13,000 on the web. Give you an idea, Prison Planet's 10,000, folks. It's mega huge. Hillary is 35,000 and dropping. Giuliani's 121,000. You can add up all the other Republican candidates, and they're not even as big as Ron Paul on the web. He has hundreds of thousands of people in his meetup groups. He is the phenomenon, but the pollsters only poll people who still got ground lines and who only watch TV. They are a minority. They are not the majority. Ron Paul is the candidate. The bookmakers are slashing his odds. What say you to those numbers, Jesse Benton?
Well, I think it's interesting that you bring up these bookmakers, because you're looking at people that run a multi-billion-dollar global business based on very, very tight margins and very, very tight tight margin for error. And if they are saying that Ron has a substantial chance to win, they're saying that Ron has about a 10% chance to win, 12% chance to win, better than Fred Thompson, better than Mitt Romney. I agree with them. I think.
But they're also saying his trajectory is, if it continues to grow, he's going to win.
I agree with that too. Look at how this campaign has grown. You know, back in the spring, we had a national campaign staff of 10, and we raised about $600,000 in the first quarter. We were operating out of a 600 square foot office. Now we've got offices across the country. We've got a nationwide staff of 70. We've raised, we keep quadrupling the amount of money that we raise.
What's the total number raised right now?
For this quarter?
No, the entirety of the last three quarters.
Oh, boy, over $10 million. Over $10 million.
And today, it's $2.5 million
and rising. $2.5 million, you're right.
I mean, this is history, Jesse.
It really is. And also, you know, Alex, you can't put a price tag on this grassroots support that is across the country. You know, we have 64,000 individuals signed up in meetup groups that are coming together and spontaneously organizing to support Dr. Paul.
And when I said hundreds of thousands, that's the 60-plus thousand in meetup. There's tens of thousands others in the MySpace. Mm-hmm. It's just explosive.
Exactly. And, they give the grassroots dynamic support that other campaigns are trying to buy, but they can't. You know, we don't need $50 million or $70 million. You know, we can do more with less. We still need the money, but we can do more with less because of this passionate grassroots support.
Well, there's no doubt the attack machine has gone into hyper warp, so they're now seeing him as a real threat.
Oh, absolutely. Not to bring up unpleasant subjects, but you know, we were being attacked for being associated with you. Supposedly, you were on our payroll because you very generously over contributed to the campaign. We refunded you some of your money, and you turned up on our FEC report. So, you know, Fox News and some other outlets were gnashing their teeth about Alex Jones on Ron Paul's payroll. Now, wait, just a minute. Alex is our friend, and, you know, you're just all ready to jump all over us because we have, we appear on your program, and talk to you like I think we should talk to everybody. And, you know, they were just all ready to attack us for you being on our payroll. They didn't even do their homework to see that it was a simple campaign refund.
Actually, you're being kind there. We did discover that the first group knew it and saw in the filing that it was a refund.
Absolutely, yeah. It's, so, you know, luckily there are still people.
And you notice
there,
the 1,000 is right next to the 2,300. That was the accident. And
right, and
people finally discovered they were all lying. But it shows how desperate they are. And now they're trying to make up all these other things, but it's not working. The people know who the liars are now.
Oh, well, I think that they just know that, you know, that Ron Paul is the only truthful candidate out there. You know, he's a man of just 100% upstanding integrity, and you can't smear him. So they're going to try to clutch at straws, and it's just not going to work.
How'd the Jay Leno thing go? I mean, obviously I saw it. It went great, but this is meteoric.
I got to tell you, Alex, it was really cool. And, you know, it was just a first-class operation from top to bottom. Jay Leno is a really gracious guy. He came into the dressing room and sat down with Ron for about 10 minutes and did a pre-interview, and Jay was real interested in what Ron had to say. Other thing that's real cool, too, is, you know, Tom Cruise came into the dressing room, and he was talking. He knew exactly who Ron was, knew about his legislation and his leadership on these mandatory mental health screening bills, and I told Ron, go, thank you so much for what you do, and that was really cool, I got to tell you.
This sounds like an exclusive. This is unknown. Tell me more.
Well, it's actually lightly reported in Time magazine, but...
Okay, then that must have just now come out.
Right, it did.
What else did Tom Cruise say?
Oh, you know, Tom Cruise is there, you know, he and some of the other folks that he's associated with.
Yeah, he's worried about the forced drugging, which this new freedom thing would do.
Yeah, absolutely. And people out there, they realize that Ron is the leader. He's the leader on Capitol Hill.
But you were in there. Was there anything else said that wasn't in the Time magazine?
Oh, not particularly. No, it was just a friendly conversation, but it was just really cool to see how people of all different backgrounds that care about all different kinds of
things. I agree, Jesse, but go back, because that is interesting. Specifically, I mean, it's in Times, there were reporters there, it isn't a secret, but I mean, tell us what happened in the conversation.
Well, you might find this a little humorous. you know, after Tom had come in, Ron was aware that he was a big movie star, but he kind of came over to me and kind of put his hand on my shoulder and goes, "What movies was he in?" So that's just kind of funny. He's got the biggest movie star on the planet, probably somebody with just about universal household name recognition. He knows who Ron is, and, you know, Ron is just so focused on freedom and on studying economics and, you know, leading America that he's not even quite sure who Tom Cruise is. I think that kind of talks to you about the dedication that Ron Paul has to America and has to freedom.
So what did Tom say? He said, "I really appreciate you fighting the new freedom forced drugging initiative."
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's just such a big issue to so many people. It's an issue that sneaks under the radar.
Because I would imagine the Time would spin what Cruise said. Have you seen the article versus what was actually said?
Yeah, that it wasn't spun in any particular way. They just note that Tom was very gracious, very very friendly, and it's just really cool to see when you know someone of Tom Cruise's stature is recognizing Ron as being the leader on Capitol Hill and making sure that you know, we don't have our elementary school kids forcibly doped up on Ritalin and Adderall.
And then a big rock band, the Sex Pistols, said hey to Ron, and then later did a radio interview saying they like Ron Paul. And the point here is that Tom Cruise, the rock and roll band, Jay Leno, they all like him. He could win. He could be the next president. Yeah.
Freedom brings people together, Alex.
Yeah. Freedom is a popular message, isn't it, my friend?
100%. You know it.
Well, I know we're going to be able to get the congressman on this week or next week, and I really appreciate your help with that, Jesse. How is he holding up to this incredible schedule?
Well, you know, the campaign is really, really... bending over backward to make sure that he gets his rest. He gets a day off every once in a while, and then we have when we have a you know a campaign day that we build a few hours of personal time for him in, so he can get his exercise, get on a bike, get time to walk, just get a little time away from everybody. You know, he doesn't need to see my ugly mug 20 hours a day, that's for sure. But no, he's doing well. He is an incredibly fit man, and you know, he has an incredible amount of energy for anybody at any age, let alone somebody at 72.
We're living history, Jesse, and you're right in the middle of it, like being with George Washington at Trenton. I mean, first we have to understand we can beat the New World Order with God's help, and then two, B, we have to put it into action, and I want to salute my listeners. I remember Ron Paul coming on during the first quarter and saying, hey, it's the majority of your people I see at rallies, it's the majority of your people that are giving to us. Now, that's been eclipsed now, but literally that my listeners are some of the key seed folks helping with the campaign. I have to say I'm so proud of them, Jesse.
I agree, Alex. There was a coalition of people across the country, and your listeners were a key part of that coalition. That you were right. There were seeds across the country in all 50 states that had heard of this, that knew this freedom message and knew how important it was and how powerful it was. And it was absolutely key. This coalition that your listeners played such a key role in getting the message out there. And once the freedom message gets out there, it brings so many people together, and really just is just so powerful, and you can just see how far it spread.
Well, I'm just incredibly honored that I've known Ron Paul for 15 years, that I've been interviewing him coming up with 13 years, and I'm just glad that we can share him with the world now. I'm so proud that he hails from right here in Texas. RonPaul2008.com or 1-800-RON-PAUL. I want everybody, even if you donated $50, $100 a month ago or earlier today, do it again. It's happening. Everybody, I'm not telling my office to donate. They're all back there donating right now. I'm calling family right when the show ends. I'm calling everybody, and I'm calling you on the air. But that's not enough. I'm making phone calls telling people I know that I think they ought to give, because this is the 5th of November. Jesse Benton, God bless you. We salute you. And I want to get you back in the next few days on an update in the aftermath of this. I think of 2.5 million. And probably another 50,000 as we've been talking the last 15 minutes. I think that if we've already raised 2.5 million, I bet by the end of the day, what, it's 5 million? I think we're going to hit 5 mil.
That would be incredible. You know, every single dollar counts here, and what everybody else has to know, too, is there's a cumulative effect here. Every single additional dollar that we raise, every plateau that we can hit and surpass, we get that much more in earned media. You know, we can raise $4 or $5 million today. I'll bet we'll get $4 or $5 million in additional earned media out of it, because the press won't be able to ignore it. They're going to have to cover it.
Well, this proves that he's not just grassroots internet, that he's grassroots.
Absolutely. There are no spam bots out there contributing $50 at a time.
By the way, they are, and they're still saying he's got spam bots and it's all made up, but I see Ron Paul signs from New York to Texas. I've got to look at the Federal Election Commission numbers, but I don't think any candidate grassroots has ever raised $5 million in one day.
No, I believe that John Kerry raised something like that when he was running for the general, back when he had the primary all locked up. But, we've broken the record for a Republican online in one day. We've raised the most money online in one day for any candidate this cycle. And we're pushing. If we raise $3.1 million today, we'll raise more than any Republican has raised in one day online or offline. So,
there's your headline. Ron Paul breaking every record, the ultimate dark horse to the rescue. I salute you. Thank you so much, Jesse Benton.
Thank you, Alex.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, the media man for RonPaul2008.com, a congressman with his monthly visit. Sometime this week or next week, will be joining us for a couple segments. Absolutely incredible. We are living history here right now. And you can expose with the same grassroots action that AIDS is an engineered bioweapon. You can go and get Endgame at prisonplanet.tv. You can download it. You can burn it to disk. You can hand it out to people. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. It is up to you. the ball has been put in your hands. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get Endgame on DVD. Get it in a DVD burner and start making super high-quality ones. Go buy 1,000 blank discs, whatever you can afford, 100. Get that burner and just start savagely burning these DVD-9s, getting them out to people. Another example of what you can do if you just turn yourselves loose. All I want to do is see Ron Paul get elected. All I want to do is beat the New World Order. All I want is to see Endgame in everybody's hands so they know the truth. That's what I want. That's what I dream about. That's what I strive for. I know that's what burns in your heart out there as well. Please go to PrisonPlanet.com right now and order the DVD, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Bring your neighbor, your father, your mother, your school teacher, your professor, your auto mechanic tonight to Endgame at the Alamo Draft House, or Wednesday night or Thursday night. I'll be at all of them. I mean, just get involved in your own Second Amendment group locally. Go join Gun Owners of America at gunowners.org. Join different organizations. Get aggressive. Get involved. You're not going to save the world by yourself, but together with God's help, we can do it. Final news blitz in the final segment on the 5th of November. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and retransmission starts in about 10 minutes, right here at InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking.
I'll be gone.
I'll be be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that
old
crying, cussing moan.
The 5th of November.
Understand
you're mad, Hillary. We know you want to run your pops on women, make sure they're slaves, paying all their taxes into you. By the way, they're saying the Republican nomination is the most open in decades in the Washington Post. The last 30 years, it is. Normally, there's an heir apparent, and there's really no race at all. But since Hillary's so dominant, raised twice as much money as all the candidates combined, $20-plus million in one quarter. But that's all big defense contractor, big Republican money. The Republican money's going to her because she's made a deal with Fox and the neocons at least 5 years ago. Clinton was in business with Bush Sr. before that. That's now all come out. So I'm telling you, Democrats, you want more war, you want more destroyed economy, debased dollar, but a bunch of socialism they promise you that's just to take control of your lives, go with Hillary Clinton. Only Ron Paul can beat her. So he's probably going to raise $5 million. Already raised over $2.5 million so far today and racing upwards. Historic. Yeah, she can get all the big defense contractors and big Republican money and big power plant owners and mainly people buying protection from her. Or you can go with the people. Candidate Ron Paul, who is raising the money in $10, $20, and $100 donations. It's amazing. So Republican nomination most open in decades. Another story here. Clinton broadly supports states' efforts to license illegals. CNN, it's got her quotes. She's for legalizing all the illegals by fiat at the state level. Total capitulation by the states. Homeland Security saying they accept it. And then in Europe, it turned out, and in England, they brought in unlimited numbers of illegal aliens to drive down the wages, Federal Reserve Chairman saying, Bank of England Chairman saying that's what they want. This is treason. And I'm asking you, Democrats, stop being idiots. Stop supporting Hillary and Obama, the pro-war New World Order candidates. Come on. And Republicans, stop being idiots. Do not support Giuliani and Mitt Romney and all this trash. Support Congressman Ron Paul. Come on. Just look at him. Just listen to him. Just look at his record. He's got integrity, even if you don't agree with him on every issue. It's the 5th of November. I'm asking you to donate to RonPaul2008.com right now. Right now, folks. Get in there. And even if he doesn't win, even if they cheat with the machines, he's still giving them an incredible run. He'll have money to put ads on, to be there in the debates, the final debates coming up the next 2 months, so they can't ignore him to inject big issues and embarrass the other other people in the contest, the other candidates. Stop being just so mindless. Stop just going along with everything. I know my listeners aren't. I know you're taking action, and again, I'm just blessed to be associated with you. In the first hour, I got more into Ron Paul and the economy and this Dallas big Dallas Cowboy going public for 9/11 Truth, along with a lot of other key information. So if you missed any of the first hour, it restarts right now at InfoWars.com. Just go to the streams, and you'll be able to hear the show at InfoWars.com, our specific streams that we send out there, or subscribe free to the podcast. And please, I want to see you there tonight. Still some tickets left tonight, or you can buy them at the door. And then Wednesday night and Thursday night, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. And please, get in game and make copies of it. Get it out to everybody. It's not that I just authorize you to. I beg you to get it and make copies. I beg you to get it out to people. That is the goal, to stop these murderers. If they get their global government, folks, it's all over. Nothing but God will be able to stand in their way. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.